legislation, or a bill, I'm sorry, was introduced into federal parliament to bring high-speed rail or a network a little bit closer in Australia, because this bill was to establish what's called a high-speed rail authority. Now, according to the Commonwealth, the federal government, the authority will build on previous work, and I'm quoting them now, including a comprehensive study that found high-speed rail was not only viable, but for every $1 invested, it would return $2. The network, according to the Commonwealth, would provide faster travel between Brisbane and Melbourne, stopping in Canberra, Sydney and regional centres. Now, I love the idea. I will admit to being somewhat sceptical. Catherine King, the Federal Infrastructure Minister, introduced legislation to establish the High Speed Rail Authority. Now, bear in mind, this is for the bureaucracy, you know, sort of the office, not the actual project. Brought the bill to House today, and this is what she said when she did so.
There has been very little action to progress high-speed rail in Australia until now. The government is absolutely committed to establishing this authority to oversee the construction and operation of a high-speed rail network along Australia's eastern seaboard. The High-Speed Rail Authority will reinvigorate work on this very important nation-building project, and Australians will no longer miss out on high-speed rail. The benefits identified in the former Labor government's comprehensive two-stage rail study were significant, not just in substantially reducing travel times, but also unlocking regional economies, providing significant employment opportunities and supplying a remarkable economic boost in the medium and long term. The study found that for every dollar of costs, there would be a return of $2.30 in benefits to society. The evidence has shown that without high-speed rail, Australia is missing out on significant opportunities, which is why the authority is being established. The authority will provide expert independent advice and work with the Victorian, the New South Wales and Australian Capital Territory and Queensland governments, local government and the private sector to drive this change.
The plan is that if the rail goes ahead, it would run along the east coast from Brisbane to Melbourne with stops in Canberra, Sydney and regional centres. A high-speed rail network, according to the Commonwealth, could allow passengers to travel between major cities and key regional cities at speeds exceeding 250 kilometres per hour.
A high-speed rail network will revolutionise interstate travel in Australia, significantly reducing travel time to move between capital cities compared to other modes of travel. Imagine a high-speed train connecting capital cities from Melbourne to Canberra to Sydney to Brisbane, all across our regional centres, through our semi-urban populations, straight to our international hubs, with trips taking as little as 3 hours. We will no longer be behind the rest of the developed world when it comes to land infrastructure and technology. Japan introduced its first bullet train in 1964. France in 1981, and China introduced in 2003. Those countries have since grown their high-speed rail networks, increased their top train speeds, and now celebrate annual patronage in the hundreds of millions on their high-speed rail networks. Let's get on board and give the Australian public a modern, efficient and high-speed rail network. A well-patronised high-speed rail service will assist us to meet our net zero commitment by providing lower ongoing energy and greenhouse gas emissions than interstate travel by air, and has an added benefit of reducing road traffic. Settlement patterns across Australia's east coast will be transformed, alleviating pressure on outer suburban areas and growth corridors in major cities.
So that's infrastructure and transport and regional development and local government minister Catherine King in federal parliament this morning, introducing the bill for a high-speed rail authority. So let's go to Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track. Robert, first of all, we've talked about high-speed rail for a long time, probably 30 years in Australia now, going back to the 80s. Can you recall when it was first raised?
Good afternoon, Steve. It's been talked about a little bit longer than that, if memory serves me correct. Probably 50 years. I think even when Japan put their first high-speed rail network or high-speed rail line in use, we started to sort of look on quite favourably for future development in Australia. but nothing's really happened. We've had plan after plan and authority after authority, and today we've formed the High Speed Rail Authority again, which is a good thing in the sense that if it ever was to occur, Steve, we need to preserve the corridors for a start. So even if they go about setting out what the corridors will be and start and taking action to preserve those corridors so that they can be used in the future, is possibly a good thing. We're talking about a very significant expenditure here of $150 billion just to get a line going between Sydney and Melbourne, for example, at least, right? So
it was only about sort of $20 billion way back in the 80s.
Well, it would have been, Steve, but the longer you leave it, the greater it comes.
Yeah.
We're a little bit concerned in the sense that where's the money coming from for all of this?
I want to believe them, Rob. I love the idea. I want to believe them, but I just keep thinking there's not enough population in Australia to sustain the expense.
No, look, it's a very expensive project. Our position has always been we'd like to see fast regional rail established first. Now, the difference between fast rail and high-speed rail is one of speed and the quantum of expenditure to establish it.
So what's fast rail? What's the speed of fast rail?
Fast rail's running trains about 160 kilometres per hour up to about 200 kilometres per hour.
Right. Yep.
We're nudging that now already in Queensland, for example.
Really? Gold what Coast train? Line is,
Gold Coast Line's capable of running 140 kilometres per hour, our NGRs. And
do they ever do it? Do they ever actually go that fast?
Yeah, they get close. They have been brought back a little bit, but they're quite capable of doing it, Steve. We'd like to see the new railway line that's being considered from Biwa out to Maroochydore to be fast rail, 160 kilometre hour running. Now, that's reasonably achievable and makes the journey time quite acceptable and doesn't have the massive expenditure involved with high speed rail. High speed rail is looking at 250 kilometres per hour and greater, as the minister stated in a parliamentary address, which is correct. That's a very important distinction. People get confused between fast rail, high-speed rail. Fast rail, up to about 200 kilometres per hour. High-speed rail, greater than 250 kilometres per hour, up to about, normally about 300 kilometres per hour, which is a really fast train. Now, Australia's had other terminology, just to confuse it a little bit. very fast train is really high-speed rail.
Right. Okay?
Okay. So we've got fast rail, which is what really we need to put in place for our regional rail services now, right? High-speed rail in the future. The High-Speed Rail Authority really needs to start set about identifying corridors and preserving them. That's the first step to establishing these high-speed rail lines, if they ever were to occur, Steve.
Okay. My guest is Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track. Catherine King, who's the Federal Minister for Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development and Local Government, introduced a bill into Federal Parliament this morning establishing the High-Speed Rail Authority. Robert, she claimed there was a study that said that rail was not only viable, but for every $1 invested would return $2 back. Now, no one else that I've come across agrees with that figure. Have you got any observations? Have you ever seen that study she's referring to?
Well, it depends which way you do the benefit cost analyses on these projects, I suppose, to a point. I think there is significant benefit in terms of rail as a transport mode, but the cost of establishing it is fairly significant in Australia because, as you point out, we do have significant population centres in terms of Sydney and Melbourne, but there's not much between them in reality, right? So the traffic's really going to be between Sydney and Melbourne. And at the moment, we do have a fairly cheap form of public transport between those cities, and it's called aeroplanes.
Yeah.
And I struggle to see where the money's going to come from, Steve. That's my real reservation on this. They've already been talking about a very austere budget coming up in October. Where's the money going to come from? We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars to establish this high-speed rail. Look, I'm a fan too. I'd love to see it.
Yep.
But I'm just being pragmatic at the moment about the cost. And we have other priorities at the moment. Let's get our suburban rail networks fixed up around the nation. Let's get regional rail established. So people at Toowoomba can come to Brisbane by rail, for example. The Sunshine Coast line, it needs a lot of work. It's been lagging now for 10, 15 years.
Oh, I know. It's an embarrassment. I mean, it really is an embarrassment. I'm surprised the state government hasn't been called to account more over it. Let me just ask you about, in the lead-up to the discussion about the Olympics, before it was awarded to Queensland in 2032, John Coates made it very clear to me, right up until the last announcement, that it wasn't going to happen unless there could be fast rail between the Gold Coast, Brisbane, Toowoomba and Sunshine Coast. That magically got dropped, or quietly got dropped, for some reason. Do you know why?
Expense.
Right, there you go.
Cost. I mean, it's very expensive to establish a new line between Brisbane and south of Beenleigh, isn't it?
Yes.
Similarly, the Northwest Transport Corridor, which has been a fair bit of controversy over that the last few weeks, unlikely to be used. You'd have to build a tunnel, probably from where Cross River Rail comes out the northern side up to Strathpine Petrie. We're talking about a lot of money to establish fast rail in southeast Queensland.
So if they can't justify the expense to build just a fast rail system for the Olympics in 10 years from now, how are they going to justify the expense to build a very fast rail network between the capital cities of the East Coast?
I can't, Steve.
Well, there you go. Rob, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. Bye.
Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track, who says, look, just improve the local network. Just put something decent between the Sunshine Coast and Brisbane. Breakfast with Craig.